America Desk. And this is Morning Edition from NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WCVE. The program is made possible by the American Youth Harp Ensemble's Classical Jam, featuring an orchestra of 50 harps that will redefine your view of the harp, Saturday, June 1st, with a 3:30 prelude concert by the Virginia Choristers, Grace Baptist Church. Information at harpensemble.org. It's Tuesday morning at this time. We check the facts with PolitiFact Virginia, and we're joined again today by Sean Gorman, reporter with PolitiFact Virginia. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
Okay, we have about three items we want to ask you about. They've appeared recently in the PolitiFact Virginia column. Recently, Terry McAuliffe, running for governor on the Democratic ticket, made a comment about the community college system, saying that budget cuts in the state have reduced funding per student in the community college system by just over $1,900. You checked his facts on that. What'd you find out?
Yeah, McAuliffe's campaign focused on the drop in general fund spending per community college student between the 2008 and 2012 academic years. Josh Schwerin, a McAuliffe spokesman, said the figure came from the State Council of Higher Education for Virginia and that the numbers were adjusted for inflation to 2012 dollars. But we ran into some problems while trying to reconstruct McAuliffe's calculations. One problem was that not all the figures had been adjusted to 2012 dollars, as Schwerin said. Some had been adjusted to 2014 dollars, which made the drop in funding seem a bit more stark than it actually was. Now, we ran our own inflation-adjusted calculations and found that the general fund spending per community college student dropped by about $1,700 between 2008 and 2012, and that's somewhat short of McAuliffe's estimated decline of $1,900. State funding for higher education did drop amid the recession, but budget cuts weren't the only reason per student spending decline. And all enrollments rose as more people entered community colleges during that time as well. McAuliffe's statement requires clarification, but the gist of his claim holds up, and that state funding for each community college student did shrink significantly. So we rated the claim mostly true.
Okay, now another item that recently appeared in PolitiFact Virginia that you and your colleagues had checked out was a statement by U.S. Senator Mark Warner, Democrat of Virginia. He was talking about the automatic cuts known as sequestration in the federal budget, and he said, I believe it was an interview on a Norfolk public radio station recently, he said 70,000 children, quote, have lost their Head Start slots as a result of the sequester. What do the facts show on that?
Well, that program, which prepares disadvantaged kids for elementary school, hit enrollment records in recent years because the Obama administration nearly doubled the number of children eligible for early Head Start, which serves children right up to the age of eligibility for Head Start. Congress then decided to spend more money on Head Start to maintain enrollment for those children. Now, just a month before the automatic budget cuts began, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius sent a letter to the Senate Appropriations Committee saying that under the cuts, up to 70,000 children would lose access to Head Start and early Head Start. Now, Ted Froetz, a Health and Human Services spokesman, said the federal agency doesn't know how many children have been dropped so far, but they're gathering data on that. Now, each local Head Start program has flexibility on how it will adjust to the budget cuts, and news reports say many are considering options that don't include enrollment cuts, such as fundraising and closing one day a month. Now, no doubt many children will lose Head Start spots as budget cuts sink in, but for now, no one knows how many have lost their slots. And Warner's statement assumes that a worst-case scenario for Head Start has already taken place, so we rated the claim mostly false.
Okay, now another item was actually written about by PolitiFact National and appeared in the PolitiFact Virginia column. A comment by Congressman Randy Forbes of Virginia, Republican from the 4th District. Now, this was about the IRS inquiry and investigation regarding targeting certain political groups for tax advantage, tax exempt advantages. And appearing on, I believe it was on Fox News Channel, Forbes made the statement that the IRS does not have to prove something against you. They can walk in and you, the taxpayer, have got the burden of proof, in his words. Is that true?
Well, our colleagues at PolitiFact National noted in a recent story that Forbes' statement that the idea that the burden of proof rests with the accuser is a bedrock principle of justice around the world. Now, many taxpayers know that they have to save their receipts and cancel checks in case the IRS calls. Now, beyond certain exceptions, the burden of supplying information does indeed rest with the taxpayer when the IRS accuses them of underpaying their taxes or when those taxpayers face an IRS audit. The IRS says on its website that taxpayers should keep adequate records to prove their expenses. And that means keeping documentary evidence such as receipts, canceled checks, and bills. And there are some exceptions to that rule. The most notable are for tax-related criminal cases and civil fraud cases where the government has to prove its case, as in any other criminal proceeding. So Forbes' statement is correct for most tax disputes, but in a relatively small number of criminal and civil fraud cases, the burden rests with the government. So PolitiFact National rated this claim mostly true.
Yeah, he wasn't talking or didn't mean to be talking about the criminal cases, but the administrative procedures that the IRS can implement.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia for our weekly fact check, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Wayne. Talk to you then.
Morning Edition is a production of NPR News, which is solely